So the ion channel, P2X receptors, by and large, because of their molecular structure, mediate fast, very fast responses like neurotransmission. In the P2Y receptors tend to mediate, which are G-protein coupled, seven transmembrane domains, very common receptor. There are many G-protein coupled receptors. And these tend to mediate slower responses. But I want to stress that all of them that we've been discussing so far, whether it's neurotransmission, neuromodulation, platelet aggregation, secretion, these are all fast responses. There's a bit of difference between X and Y, yes, but they're fast. P2X7 is fascinating for several reasons. If you put low doses of ATP, you just open cation channels, but like the other receptors. But if you put high doses on, several amazing things happen. First of all, the cells bleb. Nobody knows what that's about. And then they shed little microvesicles which contain inflammatory cytokines, like interleukin and others. And this is very important in inflammatory reactions. And the other thing it does is suddenly a very large pore opens, which leads to cell death and by apoptotic mechanisms, which is very important, especially in pathological conditions. Although I have to say that there are some papers emerging where P2X7 also seems to stimulate cell proliferation. And so there are mysteries still to be solved about P2X7, but its importance is undeniable.